quotes from the saints, and others. The safe and true way to heaven is made by humility, St. Augustine. For if with men humility is so lovely, much more with God, St. John Chrysostom. That humility and quietness are to be maintained in all things, St. Cyprian of Carthage. Let us not deceive ourselves. If we have not got humility, we have nothing, St. Vincent de Paul. As a ship cannot be built without nails, so a person cannot be saved without humility, St. Synclitus. To be taken with love for a soul, God does not look on its greatness, but the greatness of its humility, St. John of the Cross. He who is truly humble would be thought of as despicable and hopeless, not humble, St. Bernard Clairvaux. Quench your anger, wipe out family feuds, cherish unity, and compete with one another in the offices of true humility, Pope St. Leo the Great. If you fast without humility, it is worth nothing and cannot be pleasing to the Lord, St. Francis de Sales. Some are even proud of their humility, St. Thomas Aquinas. If we possessed every virtue but lacked humility, those virtues would be without root and would not last, St. Vincent de Paul. A really humble man would rather let another say that he is despicable and worth nothing than to say so himself, St. Francis de Sales. He who wants to learn true humility should reflect upon the Passion of Jesus, St. Faustina. The soul's true greatness is in loving God and in humbling oneself in His presence, completely forgetting oneself and believing oneself to be nothing, because the Lord is great, but He is well pleased only with the humble. He always opposes the proud, St. Faustina. Humility, like other virtues, resides chiefly inwardly in the soul, St. Thomas Aquinas. Never be overjoyed at your humility. Perhaps you laugh at the expression, as if humility could puff up and be proud, but do not be surprised at it. It puffs up when it is not genuine, St. John Chrysostom. For whoever will proudly dispute or contradict will always stand without the door. Christ, the master of humility, manifests his truth only to the humble and hides himself from the proud, St. Vincent Ferrer. Humility is to the various virtues what the chain is in a rosary. Take away the chain and the beads are scattered. Removed humility and all virtues vanish, St. John Vianney. We must never glance at what is good in ourselves, much less ponder over it, but we should search out what is wrong and what is lacking. This is an excellent way of remaining humble, St. Vincent de Paul. A humble person, if his opinion is asked, gives it in all simplicity and then leaves others to give theirs. Whether they are right or wrong, he says no more, St. John Vianney. With a humble person, whether he is laughed at or esteemed, praised or blamed, honored or despised, whether people pay attention to him or pass him by, it is all the same to him, St. John Vianney. We should also remember that humility is the route to heaven. A loving acceptance of it when we are humiliated usually rises up, guiding us, as it were, step by step from one virtue to the next until we reach heaven, St. Vincent de Paul. Let the humble be told, then, that when they bring themselves to be the lowest, they ascend to the likeness of God. Let the haughty be told that, when they exalt themselves, they fall into the imitation of the angel who fell and became a devil, Pope St. Gregory the Great. If a man raises his head on entering through a door, he is injured. But if he stoops, he escapes injury. Therefore, Blessed Anthony was assured that only the humble man can avoid the snares of the devil, St. Bonaventure. You aspire to great things? Begin with little ones. You desire to erect a very high building? Think first of the foundation of humility. The higher one intends it, the deeper must the foundations be laid, St. Augustine. Humility is not much to be praised in one who is poor of necessity, but in one who, like Christ, is poor willingly, poverty itself is a sign of very great humility. St. Thomas Aquinas. For as Gregory says, there is nothing great in being humble towards those who treat us well with respect, for even worldly people do this. But we should especially be humble towards those who make us suffer. St. Thomas Aquinas. All heavenly visions, revelations, and feelings, or whatever else one may desire to think on, are not worth as much as the least act of humility. Humility has the effect of charity. It neither esteems nor seeks its own. It thinks no evil save of self. It thinks no good of self but of others. St. John of the Cross. Man arrives at humility in two ways. First and chiefly by a gift of grace, and in this way the inner man precedes the outward man. The other way is by human effort, whereby he first of all restrains the outward man, and afterwards succeeds in plucking out the inward root. St. Thomas Aquinas. Humility and charity are the master chords that all other virtues depend upon. The one is the lowest, the other the highest. The preservation of the entire edifice depends on the foundation and the roof. If the heart keeps itself directed in the exercise of these, no difficulty will be encountered in the others. These are the mothers of virtue. The others follow them as the chicks do their mother. St. Padre Pio. An image of the virtue of humility is a violet. The size, the position, the perfume, and the color of this flower all show that it is an emblem of humility. Its size is very small. What flower, indeed, is less? The humble are small in their own eyes. The apostle who had labored more than the rest says, "I am the least of the apostles, who am not worthy to be called an apostle." The position of this flower is quite close to the earth, and you have St. Paul's exhortation not to mind the high things, but to consent to the humble. Those who think themselves better than others, or who wish to appear better than others, do not share this quality of the flower. They who are small in their own estimation have the size of the violet. But if they wish to be raised above others exteriorly, they have not the position of the violet. The perfume is pleasant and healthy. Even the proud praise humility. By the praiseworthiness is understood the pleasure of the perfume. It is healthy giving also, for it sometimes happens that those who hear the praises of the virtue become better themselves. The color is subdued, but to one who knows the flower, this but makes it commendable and delightful. St. Bonaventure. We must indeed keep ourselves humble because of our imperfections, but this humility must be the foundation of a great generosity, for one without the other degenerates into imperfection. Humility without generosity is only a deception and cowardice of heart which makes us think that we are good for nothing and that others should never think of using us in anything great. On the other hand, generosity without humility is only presumption. St. Francis de Sales. Beware of that excessive reserve which certain persons have and which they take for humility. If the king deigned to grant you a favor, would it be humility to meet him with a refusal? And when the sovereign Lord of heaven and earth deigns to honor my soul with his visit, and comes to load me with graces and to rejoice with me, should I prove myself humble if I would not answer him, nor keep him company, nor accept his gifts, but fled from his presence and left him all alone? A strange sort of humility is that. St. Teresa of Avila. The reason why Christ chiefly proposed humility to us was because it especially removes the obstacle to man's spiritual welfare consisting in man's aiming at heavenly and spiritual things, in which he is hindered by striving to become great in earthly things. Hence our Lord, in order to remove an obstacle to our spiritual welfare, showed by giving an example of humility that outward exaltation is to be despised. Thus humility is, as it were, a disposition to man's untrammeled access to spiritual and divine goods. St. Thomas Aquinas. And, that he might bring us back by the way of life through humility, he deigned to exhibit in himself what he teaches us, saying, "Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart." For to this end the only begotten Son of God took upon himself the form of our weakness. To this end he endured the mocks of contumely, the reproaches of derision, the torments of suffering, that God, in His humility, might teach man not to be proud. How great, then, is the virtue of humility for the sake of teaching, which alone He who is great beyond compare became little even unto the suffering of death. For, since the pride of the devil was the origin of our perdition, the humility of God has been found the means of our redemption. That is to say, our enemy, having been created among all things, desired to appear exalted above all things. But our Redeemer, remaining great above all things, deigned to become little among all things. Pope St. Gregory the Great. In that way, the first part is humility. The second, humility. The third, humility. And this I would continue to repeat as often as you might ask direction. Not that there are no other instructions which may be given, but because, unless humility precede, accompany, and follow every good action which we perform, being at once the object which we keep before our eyes, the support to which we cling, and the monitor by which we are restrained, pride wrests wholly from our hand any good work on which we are congratulating ourselves. All other vices are to be apprehended when we are doing wrong, but pride is to be feared even when we do right actions, lest those things which are done in a praiseworthy manner be spoiled by the desire for praise itself. Wherefore, as that most famous presenter, on being asked what seemed to him the first thing to be observed in the art of eloquence, is said to have replied, "Delivery." And when he was asked what was the second thing, he replied, "Delivery." And when asked what was the third thing, still gave no other reply than this, "Delivery." So if you were to ask me, however often you might repeat the question, "What are the instructions of the Christian religion?" I would be disposed to answer always and only, "Humility." Although, perchance, necessity might constrain me to speak also of other things. St. Augustine. You, proud? About what? For all your learning, all your fame, all your eloquence and power, if you're not humble, you're worth nothing. Cut out that ego that dominates you so completely. Root it out. God will help you. And then you'll be able to begin to work for Christ in the lowest place in His army of apostles. St. Jose Maria Escriva. By reason of His being deiform, man must be honored because there shines in him a divine image and likeness. By reason of His being defectible, he can be esteemed of little value. And by reason of His deformity, that is, through sin, he can be judged of no account, not to insult him, but for the honor of God, who has been outraged by sin. St. Bonaventure. Two things many be considered in man: what the man is of himself, and what there is of God in him. Whatever points to fault is of the man himself. Whatever makes for salvation or perfection is of God. St. Thomas Aquinas. We should let God be the one to praise us and not praise ourselves. For God detests those who commend themselves. Let others applaud our good deeds. Pope St. Clement I. If humble souls are contradicted, they remain calm. If they are calumniated, they suffer with patience. If they are little esteemed, neglected, or forgotten, they consider that their due. If they are weighed down with occupations, they perform them cheerfully. St. Vincent de Paul. The most powerful weapon to conquer the devil is humility, for, as he does not know at all how to employ it, neither does he know how to defend himself from it. St. Vincent de Paul. Humility is the foundation of all the other virtues, hence, in the soul in which this virtue does not exist, there cannot be any other virtue except in mere appearance. St. Augustine. There is more value in a little study of humility and in a single act of it than in all the knowledge in the world. St. Teresa of Avila. It is no great thing to be humble when you are brought low, but to be humble when you are praised is a great and rare attainment. St. Bernard. Humility is the mother of many virtues because from it obedience, fear, reverence, patience, modesty, meekness, and peace are born. He who is humble easily obeys everyone, fears to offend anyone, is at peace with everyone, is kind with all. St. Thomas of Villanova. Do you wish to rise? Begin by descending. You plan a tower that will pierce the clouds? Lay first the foundation of humility. St. Augustine. Indeed, a humble rustic who serves God is better than a proud intellectual who neglects his soul to study the course of the stars. Imitation of Christ. A proud and avaricious man never rests, whereas he who is poor and humble of heart lives in a world of peace. The humble live in continuous peace, while in the hearts of the proud are envy and frequent anger. Imitation of Christ. Humility does not disturb or disquiet or agitate, however great it may be. It comes with peace, delight, and calm. The pain of genuine humility doesn't agitate or afflict the soul. Rather, this humility expands it and enables it to serve God more. St. Teresa of Avila. As patience leads to peace and study to science, so are humiliations the path that leads to humility. St. Bernard of Clairvaux. No one reaches the kingdom of heaven except by humility. St. Augustine. There never can have been, and never can be, and there never shall be any sin without pride. St. Augustine. I make bold to say that it is profitable for the proud to fall, in order that they may be humbled in that for which they have exalted themselves. St. Augustine. The highest point of humility consists in not merely acknowledging one's abjection, but in taking pleasure therein, not from any want of breadth or courage, but to give the more glory to God's divine majesty, and to esteem one's neighbor more highly than oneself. St. Francis de Sales. There is no doubt that God will never be wanting to us, providing that He finds in us that humility which makes us worthy of His gifts, the desire of possessing them, and the promptitude to cooperate industriously with the graces He gives us. St. Ignatius of Loyola. Humility makes our lives acceptable to God. Meekness makes us acceptable to men. St. Francis de Sales. A proud faith is as much a contradiction as a humble devil. Stephen Charnock.